show today, we have Survey and Ballot Systems' Paul Bortsam-Noll and Seattle Credit Union's very own Brandon Eli talking about their hybrid election process and getting more members to vote. So check it out. But we're talking about something really cool here with Survey and Ballot Systems' Paul Bortsam-Noll. Paul, how are you, sir?
I am well. How are you, Mike?
Doing great. Did I pronounce the last name right? Is it? It's Bortsam-Noll, isn't it?
Correct.
Got it. Okay. And then we have Seattle Credit Union's very own Brandon Eli. Brandon, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Mike. How are awesome. You?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much. I wish Skype was working better today, but we're rolling with it. We're rolling with it. We're going with Plan B. So, all right. Hey, we're talking about you guys are doing some really cool stuff with elections. But before we get going here, Brandon, give us a quick 411 on what you're doing at Seattle Credit Union. What's your position there, and how do you fit into the whole election process?
Yeah, thanks for asking. So I am the Vice President of Internal Audit here at Seattle Credit Union. We're based out of Seattle City proper, about 48,000 members strong. And I work as the supervisory committee coordinator and generally manage the election on behalf of the credit union and the supervisory committee.
Very cool. Very cool. And so give us a quick background here. So how was the election handled prior to Survey and Ballot Systems coming into the picture? What was going on there?
So prior to Survey and Ballot Systems, I'm going to use the acronym SBS because that's kind of what we use here internally. So prior to SBS, we actually had another vendor perform, not on par with SBS, but we had another vendor provide kind of election services for us.
Okay.
Okay.
And so what made them appealing as your election vendor? What was what kind of stood out with them?
So when we were, for whatever reason, we were looking for a new election vendor. And
okay.
Some of those reasons, honestly, were reliability in just the platform, reliability in the reporting package that the vendor had, the consistent communication, the ease of use. And so, we did RFP for a new election vendor, and we landed on SBS because of a lot of those reasons.
Okay, very cool. And Paul, let's get to you because you've been silent here for a couple of minutes here. But so tell me about the hybrid election process. What's that all about?
So that's a great question. So basically with the hybrid solution, we mail out a paper ballot to all eligible voters.
Mm-hmm.
And in addition to that, we include login credentials for an online ballot. So if a member wanted to vote via web, they would be able to, or via paper. And then we have control mechanisms in place so that a member can't submit a web and a paper ballot.
Okay, gotcha. Okay. Makes sense. Makes total sense. So Brandon, how has this process been going for you guys at Seattle Credit Union?
Honestly, we love it. SBS has been amazing. So like Paul said, we do use the hybrid solution. So we do both paper ballots as well as online on balloting for our membership.
Mm-hmm.
Really easy. From my perspective, we provide in a very secure platform, a very secure manner, our member listing, mailing addresses, emails, and really SBS does the heavy lifting.
Okay.
In that regard.
Okay, gotcha. And so how often is this like an annual process, or does it take place quarterly, or how often does this take place?
So for Seattle Credit Union, we do our elections annually.
Okay.
And we do them both for our board of directors positions, mm-hmm. as well as our supervisory committee positions.
Okay. And so how many items are typically on a ballot for you guys?
It does vary year to year. We are pretty active in our board pursuits and building out our committees. And so I would estimate anywhere between 2 to 6 positions on any given calendar year.
Okay. And Paul, how do you guys work with credit unions and even Seattle Credit Union in this case in helping them kind of get this whole process going? Are you guys with them step by step, or how does that whole process work?
Basically, it starts in the beginning after a project or an election is contracted. Then what we do is we send out a document to our clients, and that document just basically says okay, this is what's in the contract. Do you agree with all this? And please add any additional details. Just to double check to make sure that we're on par with expectations.
Mm-hmm.
From there, we then, or I then have an internal, we call it a handoff meeting with our project team. So a customer or a client services representative, our IT team, our quality assurance specialist, we go through the basics of the project, you know, dates, what the scope of the project, what we're doing, reports, all that, so that we're all on the same page with the project team. And then from there, I then basically hand over the project to that client services rep and do an introduction to Brandon at Seattle Credit Union. And then from there forward, I do take a secondary role because the client services representative is the expert mm-hmm. on that side of the development side.
Yeah.
But we walk through them step by step. I answer questions along the way if I need to for Brandon. But for the most part, the client services rep takes that role until we deliver results at the end. And then even after that, sometimes there are questions that come about the results, or they, you know, just certain questions that we also assist Seattle with if they have them.
Okay. Okay. And so, and getting back to you, Brandon, how do you guys, I mean, I know this is kind of a big issue in the industry actually, is like, how do you encourage your members to vote? Because, you know, obviously, just like in any type of general election, we have this right to vote, but we got to get the people there to vote. So it's kind of the same thing at credit unions. It's, you know, how do you encourage people to, or members to vote? And then I want to get your take on this too, Paul.
Oh, I mean, isn't that the basis of the cooperative movement, right?
Is right.
Everybody, all the members having a voice. And so
right.
we're really, we try to be very progressive in how we solicit our membership on voting and the importance of it. And so we use, SBS has a platform, you know, as part of their service
mm-hmm.
to mail ballots and also do follow-up mail ballots as well as follow-up email ballots.
Okay, cool.
And so SBS really supports us in that. And then from an internal and market perspective, we obviously solicit commentary on our external facing websites.
Mm-hmm.
We do internal communication to say, hey, you know, encourage the members that you're contacting with every day to vote.
Yeah.
We're heavy users of social media, LinkedIn, Facebook, okay. things of that nature. So.
Do you guys do anything in that part as well, Paul? Do you offer any advice, or is there anything that you guys do on the technical side to help encourage members to vote?
We have services that we offer that do that, and one of those is a reminder email. So basically what we do is we mail out the paper ballots, we send out an email with the passcode as well, and then roughly halfway through the election, we basically remove from that voter list anyone who has voted already. And then we send out a reminder to vote to the remaining members on the list.
Okay, yeah.
So in theory, what it does is the more you remind, the more likely people are going to cast a ballot.
Yeah, yeah, indeed, indeed. And so what are some of the big challenges with an election, Brandon? What hurdles do you guys have to jump every time this comes around?
You know, it's just the basics, right? Data quality, honestly, on our end, do we have all of our members, and are we being able to reach them all? From a platform perspective, right? That's where SBS really does a great job partnering.
Yeah.
Where, you know, instead of us having to compile, you know, potentially 48,000 different votes, right? We're able to rely on SBS and their system, their tally, their report to make our lives a lot easier. And so,
yeah, that's huge. Yeah. And so, yeah, so that's great that you bring SBS in there, is how they help with that. Paul, I want to get your take on that too. What do you guys do on your end again?
As far as the final results and
and any challenges that they may encounter along the way.
So, you know, if there's any, you know, we'll get the occasional request, let's say, for a paper ballot replacement.
Mm.
Someone lost it around the mail.
Yeah.
So we're providing help there in assistance to the credit union to mail those. Other times it may be they have a mailing address change mid-election where we might remail a ballot. Things like that
mm-hmm.
where the data was solid, but someone moved in the meantime, and so we're assisting with those processes as well. And then at the end, obviously, we're tabulating all the paper and web ballots, removing any of those votes where maybe someone voted twice, and then sending them through a series of quality assurance steps until ultimately we notarize and certify the election results.
Gotcha, gotcha. And Brandon, how do you guys gauge a successful vote? I mean, what's do you guys have any any standard? I mean, I don't want to say standards, but any type of, I can't think of the word right now. But I mean, just in general, how do you guys, how do you gauge success with this?
Yeah, I think we do it both qualitatively as well as quantitatively. So okay. from a quantitative perspective, just response rate, simply the reporting, we see the response rate for the paper ballots as well as the online ballots. Mm-hmm. And you compare that year over year, are we getting an increased number of members participating in the election?
Yeah.
And then qualitatively, we talk internally about just how smooth the election, the communication has been going, how smoothly the interaction with our vendor partner is. And honestly, it's gone very smoothly the last few years.
Oh, right on. Right on. Yeah, and this is just a curiosity question, but what's kind of the ratio between paper ballots and online ballots? I mean, have you seen a difference over the years? Is one outpacing the other?
So it's kind of a little bit of a loaded question based on our membership, but I think we're still heavy into the paper ballots just based on our demographic.
Yeah.
But to your point, because of the increased use of technology, we are seeing an increased number of online voting as well. So
yeah, that's what I was kind of getting at. I wanted to see if there was kind of an increase, and that's probably pretty. It's probably a pretty easy one to see as younger members come in, everyone's using their phones or online, that type of stuff. So yeah, got it. Just a curiosity question there. All right, guys, anything else you want to add to about working with SBS, Brandon, that you want to add here? Any final words of wisdom?
No words of wisdom other than it's been a really nice, really easy partnership. And I think that's probably the best that you can hope for any vendor. I mean, they've supported us 100% of the way. One thing I did want to add is that even after the fact, once the final elections complete, SBS does a great job of certifying the results, notarizing the results, and then even providing the credit union the white papers, right? So if a member has some sort of like disagreement with the credit union or didn't like the ballot or didn't like the membership, if they write a little note on their ballot and mail it back to SBS provides all that communication.
Oh, cool.
To the credit union, so we can action upon that too and just ease things out. And so, at the end of the day, we're getting everything that we need from the platform and from Paul and his team. And It executes very smoothly.
Very cool. And Paul, I'll let you have final say here because you guys are ones making all this happen and making it easier. And anytime we can make the voting process easier and more increased participation, that's a good thing. So I'll have you give final word here, Paul.
All right. So Brandon, thank you for your kind words. We agree. I think, we do the heavy lifting as far as running the election, but there's a lot of prep work that comes from the credit union staff, gathering those candidate names, the slate, the biographies, the nominating committee, and then when they serve it up to us, we roll from there. So it's a successful partnership in that the ease of communication between the two organizations, we're always on the same page, and if there's any questions, we're able to kind of quickly hash those out and work through them. So a successful election, yes, we're running the election, but it also comes from the credit union side, so we appreciate everything that Jill and you, Brandon, have done for us.
Sounds like it's a definite team effort here, so good stuff. And again, anytime we can make this process easier to get people out and voting and having a voice at your credit union, that's basically what it is, so I think it's a fantastic story. So well done, gentlemen, and keep up the good work. All right.
All right. Thank you both.